Welcome to episode 11.
He said episode 11?
Slow jam for Pastor.
Oh, coming to you straight out loud. What's up, fellas?
So I gotta talk about the rumors. There's been a lot of rumors out there.
Yes, it has been.
All over podcast nation about how we may have some special guests in the house with us tonight.
Yeah, we do. We got four special guests coming back to you. Of course, you're going to bring this out with us?
I will. You're going to quit talking. If I get a word in edgewise.
Go right here. So go. Saw my big bones.
What Rebecca told me, you always early to the punch.
Yeah. Got to be more careful.
So here's what we're gonna do.
Okay, dude. Yeah, you.
It's been a long time.
We've been waiting for a long time.
There we go.
Yes, we've been since I've been able to do this.
We've been waiting. So for the first time in over a year,
okay,
I can say, welcome to Slow Jams with Hester. Just sitting here with Spangler. Brand, yep, Matt,
hey,
the man, the myth, the legend, the midget himself,
hey,
Nate Hester.
What's up, everybody? Hey, bring it to you, man. Who we got here? WTLC 2105 down here with SJWH 101 coming to the
front. 101?
1010. That'll work. You got it.
It's on there someplace.
Yeah, get it.
We still shaking the rust off. That's
only the lonely. Listen. Good to see old Max.
Yes.
Branch.
Of course.
Bring y'all back among the dinner thieves. You know it. Old Spanky Spank. Oh, we do have a little audience going on
there. We do have a live audience, right?
Hey, all day, man.
So the last time,
yes, sir,
the four of us were in a room doing a podcast together.
Yes, we were.
Was the day before Thanksgiving,
yes,
2019.
Wow.
It's been over a year.
It's been a while.
There's been a lot happening here.
Yes, it has.
Whew, what's this year? Year?
Holy cow.
Man, long year. You can tell
me.
You know?
What? The boys here weren't with us on episode 10.
No, they were not.
And we kind of started talking about how we're going to get everything going again.
Exactly. Get us back on the same beat again.
Ooh. Episode 10 dropped, and I had all kinds of people texting me about, hey, are we going to get the band back together and all this sort of shit.
Hey, we were just talking about it at the retirement party.
We were talking about the retirement party.
We were.
So here we are. The boys are back in town.
By request.
Indeed. And it's going to be a good show.
Yes, good.
So the first thing that I want to ask you about is on episode 10, you and Rebecca,
yes,
got sent to Swingers Island.
We sure did.
Okay.
Y'all, I guess you wanted to hear the report on this ordeal.
I would like to hear a report on this ordeal.
Man, let me tell you. First of all, okay, where we started. Paul Bill Johnson and Rebecca didn't get along. Let me tell you that from the get. When we got to the airport, so when we got to the airport, that's when, you know, hey, chaos happened.
What was the problem?
Well, it was like, okay, Paul Bill Jones was looking at Johnson, was looking at his ticket.
Okay, hang on one second. Is it Hall Bill Johnson?
It's Hall Bill Johnson.
Or is it Hall Bill Jones?
It's Hall Bill Johnson.
Johnson.
Okay, yeah, Hall Bill Johnson.
Okay.
Okay, and Ghetto Jones.
Ghetto
Jones.
Okay. Yeah. And you're saying Rebecca didn't get along with Hall Bill Johnson.
Exactly. Things
but to my knowledge, and I don't understand, to my knowledge, Hall Bill Johnson is a puppet.
He sure is. He's a straight up puppet.
And you're telling me that Rebecca didn't get along with a puppet.
Right.
What?
You gotta remember, this puppet has character. Okay? You know?
But he ain't got no Johnson.
Johnson. Paul Bill Johnson. Yeah, yeah. Okay, you slipped that one in, no doubt, bro. He ain't got no John. He's talking about he ain't got no Jimmy. What are you doing?
Jimmy
Johnson.
Yeah,
remember, it's a puppet. He's being operated by a human. Okay.
All right. So, what happened at Swingers Island?
Well, she didn't make it to Swingers Island. I made it to Swingers Island.
Oh, so you're like, I'm going by myself.
So you went, so you went solo.
I went solo with Ghetto Jones and Hallbill Johnson. We got there and it was on.
So you went to Swingers Island with two puppets.
Two puppets all day. Got all kind of attention too.
Did you get kicked out?
Nah. Listen. I had six hands I think we had. Yeah. So everything was getting grabbed.
Yes. But you only had four hands because your two hands are up the puppets.
They don't call him the puppet master for nothing, right?
All right. Help me out, friend. I appreciate it.
So what happened on Swingers Island?
Well, we got there, you know, and certain areas that you were allowed to go, certain areas only revealed so much of the body. There were other areas that where if you wanted to just be all out, you'd be all out. But you know, the two fellas was like, hey, we can't do it like that. We gotta, you know.
What two fellas?
Talking about Paul Bill Johnson and Ghetto Jones. They weren't trying to go deep like that. So I had, you know.
They don't have legs.
I have to carry these guys around, man. They're paralyzed. I told you that from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Help me out here.
As small as you are.
Yeah, I was carrying around.
That's a lot of weight.
These got to be some small dudes if you're carrying around.
Hey, listen. They were, you know, they carried their little weight when they had to.
So how long did you stay?
We was there for 3 days.
3 days?
It was supposed to have been 5 days. We ended up being just three.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, some things happened at the house.
So what all you see?
I saw everything.
Oh, that's
plenty of moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, during the day also. Moon City here, Moon City there. Where do you want to go?
How did Rebecca feel about
me going alone?
Yeah.
It was okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had to keep her in contact. You know? Contact? Yeah.
Well, I thought you said keep her in check.
That's an extent of all
contact. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, we made it there. I text her, hey, everything's okay. Yeah. This is the room we're staying in. And then listen, by the way,
did you ever FaceTime her?
No, we didn't do that.
So my question is,
my signal was weak when it came to
was this trip better than the trip we took about a year ago?
Vivid Entertainment?
Oh, man. I remember. You remember that one named Branch we went on?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
I think it was I think it was a little bit different than the one you and I went on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, since we got that all out there. But other than that, man, everything was okay. Coming back up here with the old school again.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, you ain't got nothing to say.
You just playing.
You got your hand up two puppets' asses and you saw some...
You saw a bunch of moons. Yeah, right.
The budget department spent thousands of dollars. We spent thousands of dollars to send you to school.
If you would have seen the room, and you come back, you said thousands of dollars.
No.
The brochure that they showed was not the room that we were staying in. I'm going to tell you that now.
What we'll do... We will come right back.
I've been better off being at Eagle Creek and looking the same than where he sent me to.
We got a special place that you're going with
again
tonight. Yeah.
Who's going with me?
You're going by yourself.
Somebody's always got to go by myself. How come Max can't go somewhere?
You went with your wife. You went with
me and Brandt. A year ago.
You want Max?
Max ain't never been nowhere.
I'll
make a phone call on the break.
Yeah, and see if Max can come along.
See if I can't get
that loose change.
If I can't squeeze you in.
If he can get a kitchen pass.
So you were...
You can get a kitchen pass.
You were specifically requested by this guy.
Specifically
requested. But you got a special request.
To go alone?
No.
To come alone?
No, we'll sit now. I'll make a phone call.
Okay. Who you call?
I may have to write a letter to this guy.
Spend the budget a little bit.
What?
You know.
It said you got to write a letter.
I may have to write a letter. But we'll see. So,
do I know who this man is?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. We all know.
We all
know this guy.
For real? Is he good people?
He's great.
You know, that's
mess around with no clowns.
Great clown.
Is he?
You're going to feel bad about calling this guy a clown.
Uh-oh.
When you find out who it is.
Oh, man.
Just remember that.
It's right now.
Remember that. Remember you called him a clown. When I'll tell you who it is.
Well, look how many times I've been jacked around.
I'm just telling you, man. Something.
You know?
You're getting all emotional now.
You're going to be, you're going to feel really bad.
Am I?
Yeah. Anyways, episode 11.
Welcome.
Let's go.
With the four boys.
We all back.
Get it on.
We'll be right back with some slow jams with Hester.
Don't go anywhere.
Coming to you deep.
Okay, man.
That's what you did on Swingers Island.
Coming to you deep.
You came deep.
Hey.
We'll be right back.
Okay, where?
Welcome back to episode 11.
Episode 11, guys.
Here we go. Here we go.
I believe that, man.
This is the best.
Man. This is like the number one Christmas song. The number one selling
ever.
Christmas song ever. I don't
care about isn't that something?
Of all time.
All time.
How many copies, maybe? You guess what?
Worldwide, I do believe.
Ooh, worldwide.
And speaking of worldwide, I was looking at our analytics the other day.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you every place that number one, we had 67 listens as of tonight.
Uh-oh.
To episode 10.
Look at that.
Okay, that's good.
For us, that's amazing.
How many is that again?
67. Now, for episode 9, which was the last time that the four boys were together.
Okay.
So far, we've had 178 listens to that.
178.
That's pretty good.
That's the high.
That's the high.
That's real good.
This is a pretty good video, right?
A beautiful voice.
She's got a
set of lungs. Yeah, she has a beautiful voice, man. I was
going to
say she had
a
set of lungs.
Oh,
lungs, you know what I'm saying?
Clean it up.
Come up.
It's okay. Clean it up. Right. Backstroke.
With me.
With me, man.
With me. On his back.
Speaking of worldwide, it's like this song is worldwide, right?
Yes, it is.
So, here's who listens to us.
Who we got?
Obviously, the United States.
Right. Okay. I'm going to Google these.
Right. Italy.
Okay. Right.
Italy. Nice.
United Kingdom.
United Kingdom.
Ireland.
Yeah.
The Bahamas.
Okay.
Japan. Tanzania.
Tanzania, so
hold it strong. Russia. Canada. France. Your motherland. your motherland, South Africa.
Oh, man.
Real?
Malaysia.
Uh-huh.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Tobago.
I just found out I'm there. I think that's a new one.
No, that's a new one.
Tobago?
You're from there?
People, yeah.
You're from Trinidad and Tobago?
No. Ancestry.
Okay. Nambia.
What?
I don't know.
Say it again.
Nambia.
It's spelled N-A-M-I-B-I-A.
Okay.
Nambia.
That's gotta be. You sound like it.
Good thing it's Munda.
Oh, you know, the rings on your neck.
Right.
Wait. You know,
made of my lips.
Wait.
Wow.
You got Germany.
Oh, no.
Australia.
Uh-huh.
Suriname. You ever heard of that?
No.
Suriname.
Well, that'd be like St. Charles.
Taiwan.
Okay.
Singapore. Belgium and the Netherlands.
Ooh, right. Shout out to the world.
Yes.
We thank you all out there.
Very good. We are legitimately worldwide.
Man, talk about being a Hoosier, little Indiana.
So, all I want for Christmas is you.
Yes, indeed.
That's why you were singing down on Swingers Island.
There was a whole lot of yous down there. I'm going to tell you that now. Yeah, it was. You this, you that, you call it, it'll be there too.
So, let's talk about...
Bring it up. Bring
what
it
we
up.
Want for Christmas. Or how about better yet? What'd you buy Rebecca for Christmas?
Oh. We're going to talk about what we got for her today.
Did you buy her something? Oh, you bought her. You bought her something today, didn't you?
Yes, she did. Went out and got her a firearm.
A firearm.
Yes, indeed. It was a Springfield Hellcat, 9mm.
Yeah.
She did well. She's firing it up, too.
That's a lot better gift than an air dryer.
To you wonderful listeners out there,
watch out, Colonel.
Yeah,
boy, we got a new one.
Everybody know I just love these yard birds, but when she brought that up, I mispronounced it. What was the name of it? I called it again.
A hair dryer.
For chickens. Frying up yard birds. I had that all back for the
hair dryer, my chicken.
Yes. Man, where's the electricity at?
I was like, are you seriously getting Rebecca a hair dryer?
Yeah, man. I couldn't remember the name of that.
Air fryer
for nothing.
Did you ever get her an air fryer?
Sure did, man. And she utilized it. Sweetie, I'm sorry about this, but you can't use that no more.
Oh, you don't like it?
Boy, the chicken came out like it was dry. just dry.
You're not using the air fryer right.
She's using it right. I'm not using it.
What? That's
right. Huh? It wasn't like she was putting a pigeon in there with air. She come out that way.
We cook chicken in there all the time. Comes out juice.
Who you and who?
You and who? I want the proof.
You and who, man?
Yeah, man.
So somebody here is jacking it up.
Man, baby. Hey, all we're dealing with somebody can't follow instructions.
So what do you want for Christmas? What do you want Santa to bring you for Christmas? Rebecca didn't go to Winter Island. Oh, I don't have my certification. Yes. What do you want for Christmas?
Peace on her.
Get out of here.
Okay, I would like a...
But you know you're never going to get that.
Okay. Let's go with a Skeeter bass boat.
There you go.
Skeeter bass boat.
Hell yeah.
How about we be realistic? Because you ain't getting no Skeeter bass boat.
See, when I go to share what I want for Christmas, then you gonna tell me I'm not being realistic. Yeah. Okay. I tell you what, how about a bag of grapes and you sit around and say, you're a Kanye on
a bag of grapes?
Yeah.
I love these grapes. Seriously. Okay, what is something that's within reason that you would like to have for Christmas?
Wow.
Is that hard?
I mean, there's a lot of things clicking through my mind right now.
What's the first thing that just pops? A new fishing pole?
I know you.
You got 8,000.
Hey, new bait caster, we're new bag.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? There you go. They got a new one out. The Lose 8-3-1 gear ratio. That's nice.
What about you, Spank?
What do I want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas?
I wouldn't mind having a...
Here we go. Right here. Coming to you live on Ray Charles. Can't see anything.
Go ahead. Oh, come on, man.
It works, ain't you? Wow. We talked about this off air, but we're talking about it on air. What movie is this in?
Being with the ones we love. Chevy Chase and the Lampoon's Merry Christmas.
Is it
Lampoon?
It's Lampoon.
Yeah, Lampoon.
What a wonderful
scene. Where's he at?
He's sitting up in the attic, reviewing some old movie tapes of his family.
Watching.
You want to know what he's wearing on top of his head?
What?
A do-rag.
Is it really?
It's a wrap-around.
I'll take over a do-rag.
You sure?
He's wearing a...
I don't know what we call it.
Like a hat, like a female hat.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was like,
what's around his shoulders?
And a robe. Okay. No, fur.
There you go. Fur. He's sitting there with his wife's fur on.
And he steps through the ceiling.
On whose bed? His daughter's bed. Yes, indeed. We know that movie's real good.
I want, so you want to know what I want? I would like because, you know, in the year that we've been gone, a lot of stuff's changed, including jobs. I got a different job.
Yes.
I would like to have a DeWalt nail punch and compressor.
That's nice. That's a nice tool, man.
That's what I
like. Each day
the same.
Battery charged.
That's what I
That's an air compressor.
Okay, but I'm just saying, the bolts come with battery charges. It's awesome.
You can drills. You get the drill and the impactor.
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But the nail gun.
Spirit of Christmas.
What you want, Branch?
I don't know, man. It's been a...
What you want, Sam?
I don't know. I'm on the fence. Kind of got everything I wanted this year, so... Give me. What do you want?
Man, I want a PS5. I'm going to come right out.
PS5.
If anybody can just find me one. How about that? We'll start there. And then I'll negotiate from that point on.
Ryan's got one upstairs.
Oh, here you go.
What?
Hey.
Oh, yeah. No, you got the new Xbox.
The new Xbox and PS5. I've got the Xbox, but I like the PS5. That's where I'm at.
PS5.
Wow.
Do you even know what that is?
No, I don't. Okay, I don't know if it's a game, some kind of, what, video game?
Console.
Yeah. Okay. PlayStation.
Yeah. Okay. I've never played any of that.
When was last time you played a video game there, Mr.?
Back in the 70s.
Was it Pac-Man?
No, it wasn't Pac-Man.
Oh, it was when it first came out.
It was, what was it called? No, it was
Atari. Back in your day, back in them days, you had wooden figures.
It plugged into the back of the TV on the UF. What is that?
That's
the
a pawn. UHF VHS.
Yes.
You were playing jacks.
I had a set of jacks. I was on my onesies, twosies, threesies.
I still don't know how to play jacks.
You don't? Toss the ball, pick up as many as you can, and catch them at the same time.
All right, we're going to toss.
Right, let it bounce once, grab two jacks, gets the ball in. Right?
Why is it called jacks, do you know?
Twosies, because that little jacks just spin. Metal thing, right?
Thanks for explaining it.
Yeah, that's an old toy right there. That's a collector's item.
I'll take it. Okay, so we're back to you, man. What do you want?
Let me hear
it. You want some movie tickets?
Movie tickets?
You got a movie game?
Been in movies in a while. Yeah, movie tickets sound good, man. There ain't been really good movies coming out all either.
How about a ticket that just says you are entitled to 1 hour of nothing?
That's good. Man. That's
one hour of dad peace right and quiet.
That's a good one. You know what? That's my Christmas gift is to get that. Truly amazing.
She would love that.
I can do this. I can do this.
I still need it. I just gave you a new Christmas.
There you go.
You did.
And then you go pass it to her.
And then you can make a bunch of them, right? Mm-hmm. And then you just kind of start.
Oh, the coupon thing.
Right. You start going down the line.
We'll drop that coupon thing. It ain't worth it.
You get a little. The more you get toward the bottom of the page, the more freaky that becomes, right?
Whoa. We had a coupon book. It ain't working for me.
What?
Seriously, cut it off.
Slow Jams with Hester fans. I know this is very vital to what you guys tune in to listen to. But Lauren just blurted out right in the middle of our podcast that she applied to Aldi's.
Aldi's, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So thank you very much for being with the one blurting that out right in the middle of our podcast.
Oh, indeed. Hey, don't be that's what I'm planning on smoking for Christmas anyway, man. Because I don't want no more turkey. Seriously.
Cornish heads. That's very fit. Small and chicken for
small little hen. That's right.
Since that's
they
all
got a tonsil. Hands can't go up too far. Hello.
You just take that yard bird and
curl.
Like a cartoon.
Right off the bone.
Just suck it right out.
One-ounce teeth. I ain't gonna answer that question. Hear what he said, man.
I tried to slip it in.
Yeah, you did.
How's that work with the gums? Is that just a help?
What's that?
You just gum a chicken.
Here we go. Take your hands and pull the meat. That's it.
That's it.
We all do that.
Right.
Well, things get a little dry.
Each day.
Max said, you take his hand, pull me. Watch the big boy when it gets dry.
I don't think
you can get dry. Don't lubricate.
Just go for it.
I don't think you fully recovered from Swinger's Island.
Oh, man.
Because all you've talked about in this episode is you talked about Johnson's and Jimmy's.
Yep.
Now you're talking about taking your hand and pulling your meat.
Going deep.
Going deep. You said coming deep.
Right. He just twisted all that around like a pressable.
This is supposed to be a Christmas show.
Oh, it is.
We went straight about pulling
the
meat.
I'm keeping it on the Christmas.
No, that's okay.
I'm listening to Ray Jones, man.
Oh, you took a shot at Ray too.
I did, didn't you?
So,
yeah. I'm sorry, man.
We're going to play this next song.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, let's hear him do that.
And this next song right here is going to take you back.
How far?
And reminds you of the true Christmas song.
Silver and meaning?
Gold.
Oh, no. Just the true.
Silver and gold. Everyone
that's time machine right there.
For silver and gold.
What movie is this from?
Rudolph. Rudolph the what?
Red Nose
Reindeer. Red Nose
Reindeer. Have you ever seen it? Yes, I have. You know, they took all those special episodes off.
Wow.
The Charlie Brown specials.
Silver and gold.
Who's that?
Silver and gold.
What's
the other thing? Frosty.
Frosty Snowman. Yeah, I couldn't get it. Thank you,
right.
Yeah. Thanks for helping the old man.
The apple you got
downtown.
I've got it on DVD. So I bought this DVD. I bought it a long time ago. It was Rudolph, Frosty, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
So you got all of them.
Remember that with the Burger Meister, yes. Meister Burger?
Yes.
Yeah. He kind of looked like Burger Meister.
Burger Meister, Meister Burger.
Yeah. Wasn't there another one?
He's the mayor.
He's the mayor of Christmas Town. Maybe next weekend.
Great song right there. Yes. Silver and gold.
Hopefully next weekend we, you know, get that score.
Ooh, what's this?
Okay, who's this coming strong? The horns.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
You better not pout. I'm telling you why. What?
Santa Claus.
Who's coming? Frankie? Whose house is he?
You said.
Where is it?
You were earlier, so.
Oh, he stepped in there, didn't he, man?
Hester Claus is coming to town.
Hester
Claus.
Hester Claus. With the J5.
Oh, man. No, he did. Hey, you know, you should have put the chipmunks in on that, man. Alvin and the chipmunks.
That's easy to do.
That's it, right?
So, one thing we talked about is sitting really Christmas related. But we talked about. Yes, man. Let me do this. One thing we talked about in the last episode. You got to either confirm or not confirm. But Hester here was contemplating getting the Prince Albert.
Oh, yes. It's definitely.
I said, if I didn't know anybody that had a Prince Albert, but if I had to guess at one person that I ever knew that had one, it would be that.
Prince Albert. Go all the way.
Millennial here, you got to explain to me. What is a Prince Albert?
No, I see the Prince Albert. I was showing the Prince Albert. I'm not getting it.
Hold on. Can you pull up that picture of Prince Albert that you showed us last time? We'll let you know.
I'm like youngest kid here, so I'm like, you know Prince Albert?
No.
I probably do.
It's a game changer.
Is it?
Definitely a game changer.
I said, if anybody that
it'll definitely change up the bathroom routine.
for sure.
I said if anybody we knew had one,
Max
had
would.
Because Max got his nipple pierced.
Get a tug. Damn. Get a tug. Tug on him.
And then he tried to act like he didn't know they were pierced. And I'm like, I'm like, man.
You used to yell at Max all the time. Tuck them things.
I could remember that. Right, I'm ready to sing your song.
I remember at that particular time.
Yeah. Put your nipples away.
Here you go.
Okay,
so
okay,
I'm
here.
Okay, Alvin. Branch just saw the Prince Albert.
Game changer.
That's the thing, man. You can sound just like that if it happens to you.
Woo! Oh, you were definitely
that,
there,
that threw
man.
Me on burn. I wasn't expecting that.
By yourself,
I thought it was
too,
like a
man.
Hairstyle. Way up.
Like some crazy hairstyle, man. But now I'm putting two together. Nipple piercing, Max.
You understand why?
Yes.
I can't imagine.
No, you would talk to everybody just like that.
How you doing today?
Woo! Woo! Yes, indeed. Yeah, it is.
All right. Let's
that's good.
Let's take our first break.
Break time.
Official break.
Get it.
Shout out.
You gotta pay the sponsors.
Every day, water. You gotta pay the bills.
Let me take you out with a little Alvin and Chipmunks.
Big time.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
We'll be right back with more. Episode 11.
Okay, fellas, get ready. That was a very good sign.
Let's go.
Very good. It
took you a while to get that out.
Think about it, man. Okay, he forgot real quick, huh?
We'll be right back.
Man, he's 60 years old too now. Help me, man.
Hey, yeah, what you want?
Okay.
Peace.
Okay, listen up. What's happening, everybody? We're coming right back to you live from that old episode, Slow Jams with Hester. I got old brother Max to my left. I got Big Branch in front of me, and I got brother Spanky to the right.
Yo, yo.
Everybody got something to say? What is it? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Come on, here on that first break.
Baby.
Okay, who's this we're clowning with now?
This is Otis Redding.
Otis Redding. Okay, then.
Good old
got
Otis.
You. Yeah, it is.
Merry
who?
Bought me a diamond ring for Christmas.
Feel like I'm in paradise.
We were in paradise a couple weeks ago.
Somebody sent me. Y'all seen us all in Texas. Been everywhere, really.
He's been slipping details.
I know.
You've been listening. He's been slipping in the details.
So, every now and then, Christmas gift that you got Rebecca tonight?
Yes.
Is that bomb worthy?
Bomb worthy.
Is that dropping? Is that
you want to feel the vibration?
Oh, we got plenty of ammo too today.
Yeah. So did, man. They had plenty of rhymes. You know? Load us up.
Was it a
9mm? Yes.
Where'd you go?
We was, what's that? What's the name of over at Carmel?
Point Blank.
Point Blank.
They had ammo.
Yes, indeed. Plenty of ammo. Nice range, too. You know, going out on the range, let her get, you know, understand what she's doing. Keep that hand up.
Right. I saw the picture.
Did you?
Yeah.
She was shooting pretty good.
She was all right.
Yes, indeed.
She was all right.
The upper mass is all she needs.
She get a little tired, really.
Well, she could. Yeah, it's going to take some time.
That's probably bad.
It's for her first time.
Huh?
Bad instructor.
Have you seen Hester shoot?
Yeah.
He's a good shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Here
Hester,
we go.
So Hester. Hester's a good shot.
Time.
Win. Right.
Oh.
So when we would go to the range.
That guy had somebody staring at me. No
when
more
we would go to the range, they would say, you want 3 rounds on target one, 3 rounds on target two, and you have
13 seconds
to do this.
Yes, 13 seconds, man.
We'd all get our rounds off, and the buzz would go off, and you'd be standing there, and all you heard was, and you look downrange, and there's Hester. It's easy to have a tight group when you take 45 seconds to fire 6 rounds in a 13 second
Yeah, Molly. Whoa. He's like, man, that's going to use up all his rounds.
It ain't hard, man.
You know, and when you were worried about that, he and I both scored the same score. Oh, 63. Wasn't it? 63 it was.
Out of how many? 65 is a soft
yeah, but yeah. The thing about it was, is if it hadn't been 10 degrees outside, and our instructor had been doing his job,
you would be up there south.
You would have failed.
Well, I would have.
You didn't help me out.
I wouldn't have got no ticket. I wouldn't have got no ticket at all. Been like, hey, somebody send that man down somewhere. Yes, indeed.
You've been kicked off the range.
Hey, well, we're going to miss you this time, though. We're going to qualify. Same old way.
I'm sure you will.
Hey, let it be 20 seconds this time instead of 13.
Yeah, I'm going to find out. Let me know where you guys are going.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Because I'm sure I know the firearm instructor.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll send an email out.
No, you don't want to do that. Spank it.
I'll send an email out.
Come on, man. He going to do that to the brother, man.
So on the last episode, really not the last episode, on episode 9, the last episode that we were all together.
Yeah. Yes, indeed, sir.
We came out with the very first ever version of Spank's rendition.
Yeah, remember that.
Remember that? We did Soulsville.
Just did. He clowned it. He smashed it real big, man.
So, I knew we was all getting back together.
We kept saying yes.
And,
yes.
I thought we would do another Spank's rendition.
Okay. Oh, okay then. It
sounded like Spank wanted.
Is this a surprise on this one?
So this is the second ever
okay
version of Spank's rendition.
Alrighty.
You got me?
Do I know the words of the song?
I don't know.
Huh?
Well, I mean, do you know Silver Bells?
No, not all the lyrics to it, no.
You know the song.
I know the song, yes, but I don't know all the lyrics to it.
So, this is the second ever version of Spank's rendition.
Okay.
This is Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Mathis.
He's going to tell you about Christmas on the Avenue.
Oh, Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
Okay.
Silver bells,
listen, I'm listening.
It's Christmas time in the hood.
On the avenue, ring-a-ling. Hear them glocks are ringing. Hear them ring. They ring every night on the avenue. Soon it'll be Christmas Day. People like Christmas in the avenue because a lot less thieving going on.
Yeah.
City sidewalks. They're not busy on the avenue.
Sales.
And a lot of them aren't even lit up because they're afraid about getting their shit stolen. In the air, there's only one thing on the avenue, the smell of weed. Ain't no children laughing. People are passing out. They ain't smiling. And on every street corner in the avenue, you hear two things. Right? And here they are. Stick 'em up. Or you want some ass. Because you've got, thieves and hookers on the avenue. That's all you got.
You want to.
Here we go. Ring-a-ling. Hear them AKs and lots of ringing. Every single night. Soon, it'll be Christmas Day. I don't even know if Santa Claus goes to the avenue.
I don't think
Here we go.
Christmas makes you feel
it really makes you feel pissed off on the avenue because people always steal your Amazon box off your porch.
Oh, man.
You can't have nothing on your porch on the avenue.
Don't order my truck.
Nothing. People steal your shit.
Man.
Here's what Christmas means to Johnny Mathis on the avenue. You ever think Johnny Mathis would be on the avenue?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
You don't think so?
No.
Nah.
Here we go.
That ain't happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring it home.
Silver bells.
Here we go.
Bring it home.
Silver handcuffs.
He said,
it's slapped on your wrist every day.
Man. Crime has no barriers.
No barriers. Ring-a-ling. Hear them Glocks, revolvers, and AKs.
Hear them ring
every single night. Here we go. Get high. I doubt Santa Claus goes to
passes
the avenue.
Right over.
Right. He just flies right over the avenue. And no kids getting Christmas presents on the avenue. I think that's your problem. You did you ever get Christmas presents from Santa Claus when you lived on the avenue?
Yeah.
The avenue was a little different back then.
It was all right. It had its issue.
There you go. The second ever version.
Yes.
Woo! Spank's rendition.
Oh man.
Downtown. Christmas.
He cried.
On the avenue.
Huh?
Yes.
Got to be more careful.
Yes, we did.
I'm happy to
download on Apple right now.
Here we go. With
man. Available for download.
This is one of Hester's favorite groups. And I'd like for him to just once in this Christmas episode actually slow jams a song. I mean, I don't think he's done it yet.
Well, I plan on doing that when I bring out the fellas, man. So you know, we ain't forgot about it.
Which one are you gonna win? Right here. This is your favorite
man,
group.
This is
my favorite group.
One of your favorite groups.
That's not one of your favorite groups.
God, I'm trying to catch up to
you. You picked the song. What are you talking about? This is Hester's list.
Man.
What is number one on his list?
The OJs.
The OJs.
The OJs. Man. What song? Just the OJs.
You don't even know it.
Man, sure. That got by me on that one, man.
What's number one song? OJs.
Listen, it was my number one pick on that, man. Yes, indeed. But he stuck that one in on me. Listen, I apologize to my hate. To our listeners,
I don't know how I snuck it in when you wrote it down.
I slept on that one. Help me out. I'm gonna save you right here. Help me out. I did write that down. Listen to my radio fans. Sometimes we all can't remember everything.
Okay, so what I need Max to do right now is I need you to send that group text out.
Here we go.
Am I going to receive this group
text? You are going to receive this group
text. Seriously?
And I want to know from you who this is.
You want to know from me?
I want to know.
Who is that? Who sings this song?
Who is that?
It takes a minute.
I want to know
who that is.
Who is that?
You can't put that out like that.
It's already out there.
That's going on Instagram.
Boy,
as soon as we're done with this
that
show.
Can't get it.
Facebook.
Happen,
MySpace.
Listen. I gotta take my glasses off. I don't know who did that, dude.
Oh, that's the sweat now.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you look like a lady there.
Come on, man. You got me looking soft.
Come on, that ain't even right. So, for our listening audience, what I'm looking at right here.
Yeah, what you looking at is something that
you'll be able to see. You'll be able to see it on Instagram.
That don't need to go to Instagram.
It's going
to
go down, man. Because this is going on Instagram.
That is foul. How do you
rate this? This is a female version of Hester.
Who did this?
You want to know who did this?
I don't think you do.
And you want to know who sent this to me?
Who
do you think it was? Who do you think sent that?
Come on, throw it out there. Say it.
I know my boy didn't do it.
That will be up on Instagram.
We're gonna have to
for your viewing pleasure.
Oh no!
She sent you this.
She sent me that. She sent me that months ago. And I've been holding on to that. I've been holding on to that. I told her, I said, don't tell him that you sent that to me. Now, I'm going to save you.
You're kind of cute, Hess.
Because.
Man, come on. No, dude. That ain't good at all. That's soft.
Dude, looks like a lady. You look soft.
I mean, you got long hair, high cheekbones, lipstick.
Yeah, you even went all out with lipstick.
You got foundation on. Like how long? Like.
No wonder why Rebecca didn't want to go to Paradise Island with him.
No. You know we called him Beyonce.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it took him forever to get dressed.
Yep.
I just want to know, how long did it take you to get that makeup on?
Oh, my goodness.
And put that wig on to make it look so natural.
That's not me.
I was not in my white frame.
That's not me. Whenever you get through with it.
Well, I don't. Well, it is. It's you.
A discussion will be held.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, just for you.
Wow.
Because this is your go-to song.
Oh, here we go.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Now,
okay.
You don't have nothing to say.
I don't have nothing. I'll say something on this one. No. What now? What happened to me? We're having a party.
Yeah, you were having some kind of party right there.
I was dancing. I don't know who I was dancing with.
You were having a drag party.
By the DJ. What? On the what? She sent me out. What did you do to me? And what was on the table? I was on the table.
Me
and who? Me and my partner. We gonna dance when I see you Tuesday. We are gonna dance.
This is Mrs. DJ.
Oh, man. I don't think she really did that.
Oh,
such
man.
A good time.
Well, won't you text
me? Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to see right here.
Won't you text me?
Everybody's sweating.
Look, you're sweating now.
Who's
that's
doing
right.
Now let's go on that twist.
Who's doing the twist? If you got requests, I got a big view.
Got a few for you.
Say it again, huh?
Play that song called Soul Twist.
I got twisted on this one.
Play that one called I Know.
Don't forget Frankie.
Don't forget the mashed potatoes.
And what?
No other songs will do.
So tell
let me.
Let me
tell you, Mr. DJ.
Mrs.
Hester.
Keep what?
Mrs. Hester.
Mrs. Hester.
Okay, where'd it go, man?
Went from Hester Claus to Mrs. Hester Claus.
Where we at here?
This is another song you requested.
Let me see here.
Who is this? Since you requested. I don't know.
Oh, here.
He requests some slow stuff.
I know we here.
What is it?
Huh?
Who is this?
IH.
No,
this
wait.
Time of the year.
Isaac Hayes.
It's on your list.
I had to hear. Well, you know.
And
I,
it's not listen. White Christmas.
Is it White Christmas?
I just told you it's not White Christmas.
What was it?
I go, it's not White Christmas. He goes, is it White Christmas? But most of all. You wrote it down. What is
man,
it?
Man, that's terrible. That's because I was trying to do two things at once.
It's called Mistletoe and Me.
Mistletoe and I? You said Mistletoe and Me.
Mistletoe and I? God, I love
what
it,
is,
man.
What is wrong
man.
With you?
I'm so happy to hear this again.
What is wrong with you?
This is the best.
This is the weakest song
this
ever.
Is why we it do is. This.
We got to try something else here. I picked that one.
What a thing for lovers.
All right, why don't we do this? Why don't we take another break?
Yeah. Hey, come back.
When we come back, we're coming back to Paulville Johnson.
Yes.
And Ghetto Jones.
Yes, we are.
I could turn back the hands of time.
Yes.
So
that's going to be doing. That'll do it up right there.
We will leave you
With this song right here, as we blend this in.
Get on the right.
As we get rid of Isaac Hayes.
It's a mixtape.
Oh, mixtape. If I could get Hester to quit texting on his phone.
Yes.
And realize that we are live on a show.
Oh, we are, man. You know how it is to get sidetracked. I can't multitask, I'll tell you.
Well, that's obvious.
Okay, here we go.
Right.
Let's go. Hit it.
He doesn't know what we're doing. He's been banging it all night. Right. And you're like, why did you send that picture?
Oh, man. Listen, she did that.
Yeah.
So, my partner.
Say goodbye, because we're going to take a break.
Hey, you heard what Smokey said. We're going to come back with you, y'all. Bring out my characters to introduce them to the fellas that came in for the day. Big Max.
Hey.
Branch.
Yep.
So they can meet their soulmates.
Soulmates. Soul brothers.
They're soul brothers.
There you go. With your hands up their ass.
Controlling everything.
We'll be right back.
Peace.
Welcome back to episode 11.
The snowman was a jolly, happy soul.
Slow jams with Hester.
With a corncob pipe and a button nose.
Standing over here in the corner.
Out of coal. Frosty the snowman is a fairy tale, they say.
His hands.
He was made of snow, but the children
a fireman and a policeman's ass. One day.
There must Sherman have been protected. Some magic in the
same time.
So, hey, so get this. If everybody out there can just picture this in your mind. Standing in the corner of this room is a 4'11" midget black man with a fake J5 wig on, sunglasses, and his hands up a fireman and policeman's ass.
For real.
For real. And he's getting ready to make his grand entrance here. And he's got a sing.
Who sings this song before I melt away?
Tyrone Davis.
Down to the village
with a broomstick in his hand.
Running here and there all around the square saying, catch me if you can.
What's the name of the song?
He led them down the streets of town.
What's the name of the song?
The traffic cop.
And the only positive.
Turn back the hands.
This is a live show. Remember, this is recorded live.
Right.
Gotta help me out here. Oh. Okay, here we go. Gotta help me out here.
As I choke.
Here we go. Gotta add a little volume to this here, right?
Oh.
Okay, coming to you here now.
Ain't nobody here, though.
Coming to you now here. This is the buddies, right? Okay. Step right to you. You got to say this.
Oh, darling.
You got home,
you got to watch
it.
About you.
What is it? Check it out, man.
Can't sleep at night.
Yeah, can't
work. Always thinking about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if I had the chance,
yeah, but you, you're shaking so much, I think those two guys have Tourette's or something.
And leaving with
the hell's wrong with that?
My mind, if I could turn back the hand of time. Oh, baby. Oh, darling. I can't hold out much longer.
I thought about this a lot.
But the pain is getting.
I find it quite humorous. Hester decides to bring out two characters that are going to lip sync a song. That nobody can see because it's in a podcast.
You're doing a great job.
So everybody out in the podcast world that's listening to this, you're just listening to the song. You have no idea what Hester is doing right now.
Oh, God. Because we're recording it all. So, hey, that's how I go look at it. Here we go.
But
Your love has been so good to me, baby. And I just realized without it I can't go on. Just for you're the other half, that makes my life complete. If I had one more chance,
the funny thing is, there's one guy singing this song.
Yeah.
With one voice. But Hester has two different puppets singing the same shit. Which one is Hallville Johnson? Hallville Johnson's the police officer.
Yeah.
All right. Round of applause for the two.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The two midgets being controlled by the midget.
You shut that off, man.
I was like, shouldn't I have voices?
Believe me, I did shut it off. Max is in tears over here.
Hey, man. What else are we going to have some good fun in it?
Max is in tears over here. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah. You can't stop laughing. So
oh,
you know
red.
What time it is?
Max is red.
It'd be good, man.
Oh, man, I'll tell you.
Did you send it?
Looks Hallville sunburned. Jones. Hallville Jones.
Here, I got to show her something.
Here we go.
Ooh, yes. Coming right back at you, huh?
Why don't you do that later, like after the show?
Oh, okay.
why don't we finish the show?
Yeah, we can do that, man.
That's an audio show.
How often do I get sidetracked?
Oh, very often. All the time.
Okay, then. End of the discussion.
All right, so.
Here we go.
There you go. With, I don't know what, probably fifth or sixth different. How many times have you done this? At least
three, four, maybe.
Yeah.
Three or four times at least. I think.
So this is Biscuits with Branch. Where we get a story, a recipe, whatever it is. And so when I knew we was all getting back together, I told Hester, I said, hey, man, talk to Branch.
Yes, he sure did.
And tell him to have a
Christmas dish.
Biscuits with Branch.
Yes.
And so here we go.
Yeah.
Take it over.
Yes, indeed, man. We just want to start out the show with... Go around. All right. So, you eat dressing or stuffing?
Do I eat dressing or stuffing?
Dressing yes. or stuffing?
Dressing or stuffing? I think in my world, they're the same thing.
Okay. In your world, the same thing.
Yeah.
How do you eat it? How do you make it? Or how's it served?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've never made it. I know there's a lot of people eat oyster dressing.
Yes, that's yeah. true. Yes.
And because I know a lot of places you go, they'll have two pans of them. One of them may be oyster dressing, and the other one is not oyster dressing.
Okay.
Yeah. So I usually prefer the non-oyster dressing.
Gotcha. Yes.
What about stuffing, whatever you want?
Hester dressing stuff.
Let's see, my dressing, cornbread dressing with the gravy, giblet gravy at that, you know. A lot of it. You hook it up.
What about you, Max? Dressing stuff.
Dressing goes on salad.
Dressing
goes on salad.
The reason I ask is there's a difference between dressing and stuffing. A lot of
yeah,
know
it. Okay, stuffing is the stuffing that you put in a turkey. Okay, you got stove top stuffing. Okay, that's the bootleg,
okay.
The box action.
I'll watch dressing.
Go ahead. Dressing is made from cornbread. Dressing. You know what I'm saying?
Says who?
Tell him, Brent.
I thought this was Biscuits with Hester.
No, this is Biscuits with
Hester. Once again, he takes it over.
Oh, all right.
It's over here, man. Give him a few minutes.
Go ahead, man.
You already got the name of the show.
Every time.
Yeah, your name's on the title. We just want Biscuits with Branch. We gotta get Max one. We gotta come up with some kind of segment for Max.
Sex with Max or something.
Sex.
Oh. My wife's gonna like that.
Piercings with that.
Oh man. Pain. Take the pain.
Wait, this is supposed to be good.
Go on.
Biscuits.
That's what we do here. We go
yeah.
off. We go on a different tangent.
All right, stuffing is usually stuffed in a turkey. Dressing is usually made with like cornbread dressing. Basically, stuffing is inside whatever turkey or chicken. Dressing is on the outside.
Okay.
I can't stand stuffing. That's disgusting. But I just made dressing for Thanksgiving this past Thanksgiving. Grandma's recipe. Ooh, Mississippi. Ooh. Hot water cornbread. That's the recipe.
You got it going on. It was
amazing.
Hot water cornbread?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what he said. Hot water. Hot water.
Again.
Whoa. That must be some down on the avenue shit. And I never had hot water cornbread.
Because it's made with white cornmeal. That's why. You got two kind of cornmeal.
Go ahead, man.
No, go ahead. Two kind of cornmeal. You got yellow cornmeal, you got white cornmeal. White cornmeal makes it called hot water cornbread. Okay.
Does the white cornmeal make it taste better?
It's a different flavor.
Is it better?
Yeah,
I
want
better, though. I think it's more mild. I think it's flavor for the dressing. Cool. Right.
To me, old school is more buttery, you know.
Well,
seriously,
I'd like to listen to Biscuits and Branch.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead, I'm used to it now.
Yeah. Man, I just get carried away. I don't know. It's my hair. You think?
Honestly, I don't know how to make stuffing, but I made dressing. It's pretty easy. Just make your cornbread. You gotta make your cornbread. That's the foundation. Onions, green peppers. Green pepper, onions, and seasonings.
And okay, what else? There's one more thing.
Chicken broth.
Okay, what else? Add another one to it.
What is it? Help me out.
Sage.
Huh?
Sage.
Oh, I thought you said sage.
Sage.
I said
stage.
Not stage.
Okay.
It's called stage.
Stage.
It's called
stage.
I thought you said stage, too.
He did. Sorry, listen, my teeth got in the way. We in that discussion real quick. Right. There you go.
Sage. All purpose seasoning.
There you go.
All spice.
Yeah.
All spice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To me personally, I still stuff and dress the same thing.
It is. It's a different name. That's all. It's always.
I don't think it's
the stove top stuffing.
Thank you, Mr. Hobbit.
Oh, man. It's going to be all right.
What in the world?
It's all right.
What are you doing?
You got to love it.
All right, well.
We should change the name, though, to Biscuits with Hester.
He does interrupt.
Man.
He interrupts a lot.
It just happens, man. I take,
it's all right when you start the show. It's all right.
No. There's a time to be kind, a time to be
rough. I mean, he has every right. He did beat me in that
meatloaf cook-off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's just have to talk about that meatloaf.
I'm on.
What's that?
I'm looking at, I'm on YouTube. This is not my computer, it's somebody else's computer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-oh.
So I'm pulling up Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song, right? So when you start typing up, right?
Oh, shit.
He must know. When you start typing up, it brings up songs.
Sure.
Like that. The first thing that brings up is Rudolph the Deep Throat.
Okay.
What is that all about?
Now listen.
What is that all about?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Exclusive. Exclusive. Listen.
Yeah, you gotta play it now. No,
we
can't.
We could lose our PG-13 rating.
Yes. Yeah, that would be.
I think that's already lost, but it has to at the beginning.
Yes. Are you serious?
You know Dasher.
Here we go.
And Dancer and
what's this?
Prancer and Vixen.
This is the most classic number one Christmas song.
Yeah, it sure is. He's naming all.
When's the last time you watched this?
I can't recall that name. Right now.
You can't recall what name?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The weird, the deers, he was calling off all the deers' names.
Oh,
reindeer. So reindeer. But he was mentioning their names.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll just play it for him.
One more time.
Here we go.
You know Dasher.
Dasher,
okay.
And Dancer Dasher. And
okay.
Prancer and Vixen.
Vixen.
Comet and Cupid.
Cupid.
Donner and Blitzen.
Okay.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
What's his name?
Rudolph.
Yeah,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The nose, man.
Had a very shiny nose.
What about his big nose?
With and a big if nose?
Ever saw it,
Rudolph had a big nose.
Big nose and gloves.
Big Nose Rudolph, huh?
Yeah, he can see through the fog.
Big Nose Deep Throat Rudolph.
I don't know about that back end part. He was doing his job.
I gotta play that now. I gotta listen to that. Curious.
Do it on your own, folks.
Yeah. It's worth a Google.
Well, down in history.
Yeah.
That's slipping there again, didn't it?
You have any other
Christmas songs?
Any other requests?
Something
that you'd like to hear?
No, I don't.
I don't have any other songs.
He's so mad. Okay. He's still all up in his emotions about that picture.
Nice knock him off. That
took me to another stage, man.
Nice knock him
off. Find something in Motown. How's that?
Motown.
The best of
Christmas.
Motown. I can say that.
Motown, yeah, my buddy,
she put me in another zone.
Let's see what we got here. Motown Christmas song. Probably the most Motown Christmas
Michael
songs
Jackson,
there are.
I Saw Mama.
Are the
Kissing Santa Claus.
Are the Jackson 5.
Yeah. Jackson 5.
I mean, they probably got the most out of everybody.
It's really like the Jackson 8, right?
Wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
Who is it?
Jackson 5. It's like Jackson 8.
Really, it's like the 6. It's like 6 of them.
Wow!
Mom is
kissing Santa.
Come on, Latoya.
It's like Jackson 8.
Randy. Latoya, Randy. Who else? Mark, what was his name?
Tito. It's probably one of my favorite Christmas songs.
This is right here?
Young Michael.
He did good when he was coming up on that one. Joe Jackson was on big time.
You need to get this right. One time.
Joe Jackson, yeah. That's his name. Yeah, he did great. He's verbally abusive. And physically sometimes, I see.
That's right.
Yeah. They were scared of him, man.
We do have to talk a little bit before we take our last break. We'll wrap this episode up.
Okay, gotcha.
A sad day in the Hester world.
A sad day in my world?
Yeah.
What was it?
Dang.
Sad, sad day.
It was a sad day when Toby went away. Is that what you're saying?
It's horrible.
Toby.
It's
Toby. That's a song. It was a sad day when Toby went away. Was a sad day.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street.
You kind of look like this guy.
They wonder how does a man get to be this way.
What's that? this guy saying this.
I've always got a smiling face. Anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning.
Kiss what?
And let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning. And love her like the devil when you get back home.
Is that Charlie Pride?
Charlie Pride.
Passed away today.
Oh, this is so
secret of a happiness.
Passed away today.
But some of them
never heard about interesting facts about Charlie Pride. Charlie Pride played in the Negro League baseball.
I didn't know that.
The secret I'm speaking of.
He played against
is a woman and a man in love.
Willie Mays.
And the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning. And let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning. Love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning. And let her know you think about her when you
don't know everything in life, period.
Kiss an angel good morning.
It's a new beginning.
Hey, Natalie. Calm down.
Oh, man. Cole.
We'll be right back.
He said, Natalie Cole.
We'll be right back with more of...
Man, come on. I got to get me a new wig.
Slow jams with Natalie.
Oh, boy.
The,
he had changed my name, my image, and everything.
The female version of Esther.
Boy.
We'll be right back.
We cool.
All day.
He cried.
Welcome back.
He came back real quick on this one.
Welcome back.
Man, you think I'm gonna sing your lyrics after what happened to me?
It's relentless.
I'm gonna tell you, man.
That's a little Chaka Khan. So
you do know the lyrics of the song, right?
Listen, what?
You do know the lyrics, right?
Everybody knows the lyrics.
After,
but what?
After we saw Nate Hester's grand picture of him dressed up as Natalie,
they took me to another level.
Okay, we're coming back to I'm in Woman. By the way, that picture will be up on Instagram and Facebook here shortly.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Listen, that will happen.
If you believe in anything in your lifetime, looks are deceiving. So remember that. Yes.
Natalie,
they told me to do it. I'm going to tell you this. What? I can do what? I can make a rhyme. All confusion in your mind.
Nice! Nice!
The woman's coming out in here.
No, listen. No prayer for who? Nice.
He's going to the next top drag.
Hey, Grant's help me out. There we go. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Here we go right there.
Here we go.
You know what that means, don't you? Do another spin of top real quick.
You know what that means?
Here we go.
Another episode in the books.
Man, came on. I tell you, I don't know what happened to me today. It's just like something came over everybody, you know?
It came over us.
Something came over everybody.
Something came all over you. That's all I know.
Yeah. Frankie, hey. That last remark, you don't know what you're talking about.
Coming up deep.
Woo! Yes, indeed. Was it dressing? Brad, was it dressing?
It's dressing.
Cornbread dressing.
It is.
Dressing. Natalie, I don't know.
What
man.
Kind of oyster?
I don't know. All right. This is the time of the show.
This is it. Woo.
We're talking about the budget committee.
Uh-oh.
Where are we going? So, I had to send a letter, because that's the only way you can communicate with this guy.
Was this certified? That's all I need to know.
It was a letter. I had to get it certified, guaranteed 30-minute delivery,
man,
which is really hard to where this is going. Because this guy don't have a phone, he don't have email. You got to write him a letter.
That's the only way he responds.
Right. The only way he can communicate to you.
Old school way.
Who do you think it is? Because he requested. So, I wrote a letter like you asked me.
It's not a clown. Known you all your life.
To get Max to go with you. And he has agreed. Okay.
So Max is going?
Max is going
this time.
I'm going.
Max is going with you.
Yes.
All right.
You are going to be on a plane, and then you're going to go from plane.
It ain't TWA.
TWA, they've been out of business for decades.
Okay, Southwest. Okay, help me out.
ETA.
Okay.
You're flying out of Indy via the North Pole Airlines.
Okay. North Pole Airlines.
North Pole Airlines.
Okay, where's this going?
Where do you think you're going?
Nope.
North Pole.
The struggle is real, people.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You're flying on the North Pole Airlines. Where do you think you're going?
Where are we going, Max?
You don't know.
Nah, I'm asking Max.
He told me I don't know, so I'm following my leader.
You're following your lead.
Still my commanders.
Come on, man.
You don't know?
Follow.
You're okay. Listen, I'm gonna say it real slow. they're flying on the North Pole. Okay.
Airlines. All right.
So
you're going to North Pole then?
You're going to the North Pole.
Okay.
All right. Who,
get it the first time.
Who did I have to write a letter to to communicate?
Hello. Who? Santa Claus.
Hey. The Christmas.
Oh, man.
He puts the special in Christmas special.
This is special, hey, boy.
It's the slow jams with Esther.
Show. Man.
So, why wouldn't you go to the North Pole?
Okay.
All right,
so. You got me on that.
Here's what you're doing.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Man.
That's sad. This is specifically requested by Santa Claus.
Uh-oh.
He has requested you to come up to the North Pole and be part of his breakdancing team.
For the elves?
Elves.
Come on, are you serious?
You are going to be...
Me and Max.
You are going to be...
Yes.
Listen. You are going to be the first ever...
Uh-oh.
African-American...
Elf.
Breakdancing elf.
Oh,
at the North Pole.
Man.
That's an honor.
So, I got it hooked up. You're not leaving tonight.
When we leave.
You got a week. So next Saturday you leave.
Okay.
Because that gives you from now until next Saturday to learn some moves.
Okay.
Okay. If I were you, I would look up an old school 80s movie.
If you were us, you got to do the same thing.
Oh, no, no.
Break it.
He's not.
What do you mean?
He's going as your chaperone.
Oh, he's carrying my luggage.
He's not carrying your luggage.
Well, that's William Chaperon. Hey, he's going to do something. He ain't dancing.
Yeah, yeah. He ain't dancing. He's going to
be right,
bro. He's your security.
Security.
He's keeping you out of trouble. Now, there's one thing that keeps him from being a dancer. What do you think that is?
The nipples.
What if they go back to the nipples?
Okay, is that what it is? He can't take his shirt off.
That's not it at all.
Okay.
All
right.
If there's one thing he cannot change that makes you two completely different, whatever.
You can't change.
He can't change.
You can't change it, huh? The color of his skin.
The color of his skin. He ain't white. He ain't breakdancing.
Okay.
He wasn't requested by Santa Claus.
He can square dance, okay?
Listen,
a straw hat and some boots. He had been lying in with me. That's all.
In
hello.
My, listen, in
he
my
put
letter,
a big chew in his mouth.
In my letter to Santa Claus, when I asked him to ask you to go,
okay.
I bet you didn't know this. Because it doesn't show up on our report because the North Pole is supposed to not exist.
Right, that's right.
Right. Right. It's supposed to be secret. But Santa Claus is a listener of the show.
Okay.
So I had to tell Santa that you called him a clown. at the beginning of the show.
Man,
he's going to be listening to this.
I have to take that back. Man.
So, well, you,
he's a cool
listen,
dude.
You ain't got to do that. He wrote me back.
Okay.
And he said that when you get to the North Pole, and this is where Max comes in, he has requested an audience. Santa Claus has requested an audience.
Okay.
So you need to make sure that he gets to front of Santa, because Santa wants to have a discussion about this clown.
Got it. Okay.
Santa's not real happy.
Alright. So he ain't got the red cheeks.
Alright, you may be getting cold. It depends on your apology. And two, it depends on how you dance.
Yeah. Alright.
So, on the next episode,
gotta pop like a drop.
We will get a full report from Esther.
Yes.
About his dancing. And it will not include you didn't have certification. You forgot your
no hands up
you forgot
ass.
Your slick bottom shoe. you didn't have this. You didn't.
No, I'm gonna proceed with this because I think he deserves that. Man, I call him a clown.
You will have a full report.
I sure will.
On your show.
Full documentation.
North Pole.
Sounds like a plan.
Go to see
so. Yes indeed.
Esther. I'm trying to hit on Mrs. Claus.
Oh,
no.
See, I wasn't gonna do. I ain't the back door.
Don't,
hey, listen.
She's your type, though.
Huh? And don't dress up like your picture.
She told me.
Just to
stop. Oh, okay. Downtown.
What'd you say? Oatmeal eating.
I get a ladder, baby.
Wait, before we go.
Yes.
I need to throw some in there. Hester, can you do me a favor and call me on my personal phone?
The personal
phone? May Hester ringtone. Just call me real fast.
Right now.
Oh, man. He didn't know what it was, too. He forgot all about this.
Oh, let me see if I can find you here, man. You did something.
Hopefully this worked out.
Okay, yeah, let me see here.
It's up.
Do you for real? Let me see here. Alphabetical order. See, Branch, right? G.
Y'all core right here.
Kissing drag queen. Good morning.
Ooh, no, man. Are you sure now? Here we go.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
You calling?
I'm dialing you.
Down.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, man.
Another down the road and back to
it game. Is.
Oh, is that in your phone, man?
Yeah.
That's your ringtone.
So when I call you,
this
man,
goes
what
on.
Happened to Grug? Huh? I mean, Purge. What is it?
What?
I'm talking about Purge.
You talking about
Ooh.
The Purge?
Yeah, I was supposed to have that.
I said grudge.
I was thinking Purge.
We get on that next time. Grudge. We'll talk about that next
he
time.
He was trying to hook that into my phone, so I knew when Rebecca was calling me, that's who it was.
What you're saying is
he just told himself, so I know who's right. calling him.
What you're saying is...
Just told on yourself on live, man.
You made a special ringtone. You made a special ringtone. So
yeah,
when
that
you
came
and,
out.
So
man.
When you and Dice are driving hours in the car together, that you would know Rebecca's calling.
Oh, man. Not in no terms. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Oh, Lord. You just twist things around, man.
I didn't twist
them. I knew it would be her calling me.
Uh-huh.
What'd I say, Brent? What'd I say?
What'd I say?
I didn't have
this has been an educational episode.
It sure has.
I've learned a lot. I've learned that
having all the fellas back together again.
I've learned that Nate dresses up in drag. Got a secret ringtone, so he knows when Rebecca calls him.
Man.
What else?
I got a partner I ride with I need to talk to.
Took a picture of you in drag, man. You know, you still have to wonder how long it took you to get in that and all that stuff.
How long it took to get in what?
All that makeup.
That wasn't me, man.
That wasn't me.
You know, what's the name of that song?
Deny.
Shaggy, yeah, it wasn't me.
All right, so, episode 11.
Yeah, I'm getting hoarse.
In the books.
Yeah.
Love it, love
it. For myself, for Spangler, Branch.
Yep.
Max.
Yes.
And Nate Hester.
Yours truly.
Slow jams with Hester. We just want to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Have a good New Year's.
Have a good New Year. Happy New Year.
Yes, indeed.
Go get your vaccination when you can.
Yep.
I'm not getting that shot.
Here we go.
I ain't going out like that.
It just got canceled.
I'm not the only one. There's a whole lot of other bitches ain't gonna get that shot.
Here we go.
Okay.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We will be back with you for episode 12. Not quite sure when we're gonna do it.
We're getting set up. But much love to everybody out there. Hey, we want to give another shout out to our special guys that helped us out over these past weeks. Max, you know what I'm talking about. They came to assist on a couple of days. Yeah. You guys keep it up. Keep it strong. Hope you're listening to this. We don't forget you. We appreciate you much.
And the live studio audience.
Yes.
Thank you. There you go.
Yes. Very nice.
So having said that, enjoy the North Pole, both of you.
Yes.
Keep him out of trouble. We'll see you guys when we come back on episode 12.
He cried.
2021.
In 2021.
Yes. All day.
We'll see you.
Still
here. Hope Peace. You enjoyed it.
How many minutes was that?
Goodbye. We're still on air.
He said how many minutes?
Deuces. We'll see you next time.
Man.